There were nearly 50-plus people that responded, "Here I am, Lord. I will go if you lead me." And they're going to tell some of their experience and what they encountered in the mission trip. And to lead us in that is Julie, as she comes forward at this time.
Good morning. I am up here just to explain an overview of what we experienced this past week at camp. The kids will come up and get to speak soon. We will watch a little video clip before that. But I'm just going to tell you a little bit about it so you have a little picture, at least get a glimpse of what we experienced this week. Yes, there's 49 of us. There's 8 adults and 41 kids. We went to Student Life Mission Camp at Cedarville University. It was a great experience. I'll let the kids, I guess, explain more of that. But there's about 1,000 kids at this camp total, so it's not just us. So it was cool for the kids to get to see other people worshiping too. But what's really neat, what I thought was cool, is that the kids got to experience a Christian camp experience and a mission trip together. So they're not just at a mission trip all day. They had a packed full schedule. Like in the morning, they'd eat, and then they'd have their own quiet time. And then they would go to morning worship when they're worshiping through song and listening to the word by the camp pastor. And then after that, they would eat some more. And then they would be in the mission site all afternoon. And then they'd have a little flex time, eat some more, and then have evening worship. And then we'd meet in our life groups. And then we would have church groups. So this is like from 7:30 to 11 o'clock at night. Like they have jammed packed full days. So when they got home, they were probably very tired. At least I was. And it was a great, though, experience for everyone. For the camp experience, which was so cool, probably my favorite part was getting to be back and just watch the kids worship. Seeing the kids with their hands held high, tears flowing down their faces. The Holy Spirit truly is working in the lives of these kids. The pastor, they really were like taking notes and just soaking it up, wanting to grow closer to God. A college age boy, came into our church group one night and he was giving us his testimony. And after it, he came to me and he's like, "Julie, like, I am so impressed with your guys' church. Like, all the kids were locked in on me, and they're taking notes, and they were just so locked in." So it was just a compliment of how great our group truly was throughout the entire week. For the mission part of the camp, the middle school went to a Christian school in the Dayton area where they helped prepare the classrooms for this coming up fall, and I'll have one of the leaders talk more on that. For the high school, they got to go to an inner city area where this organization has a church service every single day, and then they also feed a buffet-style meal to the homeless and to those in need. And they did a lot of various projects there, whether it was painting and cleaning. And then they also got to go to a camp. It was for the inner city kids, a horse camp, where we helped make trails and clean up some dead fish out of a pond. If you want to talk to any high schooler, tell them the name Kenny, and they will give you lots of stories about that mission experience. After that, that was what's cool. They got to experience a mission and a camp. But I am just so thankful to get to have gone. The Holy Spirit's truly working in the lives of your kids. Our prayer was for the kids' hearts to be transformed. Like, that was our prayer. And I can tell you that happened. And it was so fun just to get to see it, even through our own eyes. But one thing that, yes, I wanted to say thank you. So thank you for all of you who did pray, who've been praying for this, who supported financially, like our interactive dinner earlier this winter, who came and did that. Like, you truly helped these kids experience a life-changing week at camp. So thank you for that. And I just want to ask you to continue praying. One of the things the pastor said there that really stuck out to me is that we need to pray for God to change our want to. Like, we do what we want to. We are going to play video games till 1 in the morning because we want to. We are going to stay on the phone with our boyfriend or girlfriend just to hear them breathe because we want to. I'm going to eat that ice cream cone because I want to. So our prayer is that we want to spend time with God and His Word. We want to continually talk to Him. We want Him to be our life. And that's what our prayer is, because it's easy when you come back from camp, like on this spiritual high, and you get back into your busy, chaotic life and schedule to just go back to the way the things used to be. But our prayer for the kids, and we talked about that a lot, like, what are you going to do on Monday? Like, let's still be in God's Word. So that's what I ask you for, continued prayers to pray for these kids, to just continue loving God and abiding in Him. We will be watching a video. It's like 8 minutes long. Give me grace, guys. Like, I just made this, but it is super fast. The picture part is like bam, bam, bam. So you are going to have to be locked in. All right, lock in, and then there's videos towards the end, and then I will have the kids come up and share. I am sure some of them are nervous, and I told them, guys, no one in here is going to make fun of you. Like, come up here and just share your heart. And again, this is just a little glimpse of what's going. I wish all of you could have just come to experience, because obviously we didn't take pictures of people crying or in worship and our discussions, but yes, enjoy this video, lock in. All right. We were, because of time, I don't know. This is everyone that was able to make it today. What I was going to do really quickly is we're going to pass the mic, we're going to say your name, and then we're going to let you sit down, and whoever's speaking can come on up. So say your name, pass it on.
I'm Grace Beauvais.
I'm Callie Kramer.
I'm Ellie Suman.
I'm Nevaeh Oni.
I'm Galilee Andrus.
I'm Lydia Sosa.
I'm Jasmine Jump.
I'm Aubrey Joseph.
I'm Miranda Baker.
I'm Darcy Jones.
I'm Ben Kruger.
I'm Bailey Nichols.
I'm Rachel Bex.
I'm Abigail Suman.
I'm Mila Meacham.
I'm Amy Baptista.
I'm Kate Baptista.
I'm Mandy Beauvais.
I'm Shauna Suman.
Carly Andrus.
Justin Jump.
I'm still trying to recover. Steve Pausch.
I was going to say I'm tired, yeah. It's Jackie Bex.
Drew Dennings.
Hallie McCarthy.
I'm Nolan Hartman.
Brendan Musser.
Grant Musser.
Logan Hartman.
I'm Jeremiah Jump.
I'm Brock Meacham.
I'm Reese Meacham.
I'm Leah Sosa.
I'm Brinley Porter.
I'm Natalie Ann Baker.
Do I just go?
Yep.
You guys can have a seat, and then Grace is going to share first.
Okay, so while we were at camp, we learned how to grow in our faith and our walk with God. And my favorite lesson was about pruning ourselves and how the Lord just cuts out sin and shame out of all of us. And one of my quotes from our pastor was, "You can't live fully in Christ and still be holding on to a dead vine." Before camp, I knew the love of Jesus Christ, but never really felt it because of shame and guilt of my sins. Hearing this lesson, it really opened my eyes, and now I do not only know the love of Christ, but I feel it, and I get to share it with other people.
Okay, so I'm going to be sharing my favorite things about camp. And first I have worship. As you saw in the video, it was crazy. It was so much fun, and it was one of those things that we showed up early to just to get front row in the mosh pit, and it was wild. I mean, we all laughed, and sometimes during evening worship, we left bawling our eyes out, and it was just great. And our pastor, Matt, his sermons were amazing also, and it was crazy because when he came to talk to our church group one-on-one, it was just interesting to see how he preached in front of 1,000 kids, and then he came to talk to our church one-on-one, and I thought that was really cool.
I really like how he preached about coming home every day. Like, he always preached about what we would do on Monday. Like, what would be different when we came home. And I really like that. And then the next night, we had church counselors come and share their testimony. And I think every one of them shared their testimony about how they were raised in a, and like already in a Christian household. They came to church when they were younger and they already started there. And I think that was cool because a lot of us were raised like that and we can still have a testimony even if we already were in the church. The mission sites were awesome, just like to serve other people than our own, because usually, you know, we always do things for ourselves. We get the good grades, we go to lifting, we go to workouts and all of that for ourselves. But it was nice to do something for other people. And one of my favorite parts was I got to meet a lot of us girls I know got to meet with Julie one-on-one to have like lunch or dinner. And I was lucky to have dinner with her on the last night. And I really liked that because, you know, you have a lot of emotion going on during like that time. And I thought it was cool to talk to a trusted adult. And it was the last day, like I said. So we were all processing things that we had learned. And I really liked that. And then lastly, I got to, you know, make a lot of new friendships, and I really liked that, and it was fun to get to know people, and, like, everybody came back with us, and we got to, and now we get to lean on each other at, like, as school starts and just upcoming things, and I really like that, and I just like camp overall, and that's all.
I'm gonna sneak through her. I'm gonna sneak through her. The war zone out here. So first, shout out Team Large, whoever. Yep. So I'm gonna do something that resonated in me. I'm gonna go back to a couple months ago, in April, May, somewhere around there. You're doing like a Devos and Donuts thing in the morning where we'd all gather in the Life Center before school and donuts, and we just get in the Bible and just talk. And there was one day after that, we were in there, and I don't remember what they were set up for, but I would help Justin and Mr. Powell set up for some event, and just ended up sitting in there for hour and a half, just kind of talking. And I've kind of gone through some stuff. I had shoulder injury. I lost junior, senior year of football to it, and just something that we got out of that was just, like, life isn't about just like the trophies and all that stuff. Like, there's a lot more to it. And so fast forward to that first night of camp, we get there and they play this video, and there was this new video every night just progressing through this. And there was this girl, senior year track, torn something in her knee, ACL probably, whatever. And so it's just kind of her journey through. And that first night, it's why me? And, like, I had this same, like, I had four different surgeries my senior year, and just going through all that, it's like, of all, like, things, like, why is this happening to me? And so then as we go through, like, that next, she's just, like, shell-shocked, that was her thing. And for me, I mean, I played sports growing up since I was four. Like, I would always involved in that stuff and just competition. And so then she's going through that, and she doesn't really know how to, like, deal with it. And because, you know, that's been such a big part of her life. She was going to go to college for it and whatnot. And so then she's going to PT one day, and her neighbor's taking her, and they're talking about like this barn. Neighbor, like, when they were at school, like, they had this big, like, athletic barn that was all, it was prehistoric, dinosaurs probably lived in there, and they didn't actually rebuild it, they just kept, like, coating over it, repainting it, and eventually it fell. And we were talking, the camp pastor, he was like, that's kind of like, there can be people's walk with the Lord, like, you just keep, like, coating over some things, and you're not really fixing, like, that root problem. And so there was that. And then as she was going through, like, that third night, she was going through physical therapy, and she was having that real hard time getting through, like, that was a real struggle for her, getting through that, and it was hard. And then she ends up getting through it, and she's going through, she gets cleared. And then that last night, there's the videos, she was at some, like, youth camp, like, helping out with these little kids. And at the very end, she gets back to running, and that's really, like, that was her end goal, like, just to be able to get back to something that she loved to do. And so I had a couple things out of that. Like, the Lord, he has his own plan for us. It may not seem like what you want and in the time frame that you want, but if you keep trusting in him and following him, good things will come. And then with that, the process isn't always easy, but the end goal is worth it. There's something better with God, and when you end up there, that will always be good. And something bad has to happen for you to see the good in life. If everything's always good, your life's perfect, you're never going to learn to appreciate the things that you really should appreciate and we take for granted for every day. So that's all I got.
My name is Darcy, and some of my favorite memories of camp were, first, on night 3 during the evening worship service, I felt very close with God towards the end of the service. And after that, it made me really want to get serious about my relationship with him. And another one of my favorite things about the trip was when we did mission work for, like, the middle 3 days. And I really enjoyed it because it made me feel very accomplished and like I helped someone in need.
Good morning, everyone. How are we doing? Okay. I'm Brock Meacham again, and I just wanted to start my time off by thanking everyone that made it possible for me to go on this mission trip. Without the dinner and the donations and all the prayers that you guys have done for us, it truly means so much to me and also makes my walk with God so much stronger. My time on this mission trip was very special to me in so many ways. With the worship, the sermons, the lunches, and the hard work on the missions, it was one of the best experiences in my life. Something that really stood out to me at my time at camp was just how special and personal the sermons were that Pastor Matt was sharing. I felt that he was talking to me personally, even though he was talking to a group of 1,000 or more people. One specific thing that he said during the sermon was to chase the one and leave the 99. This reminded me of Moses, when he went to chase the one sheep that left the herd, and that's where he found the burning bush. This shows that God has a plan for us, even though we may not realize it at the time. This burning bush was one of the greatest things that happened to Moses, as it made Moses a leader, a teacher, and have the utmost obedience to God. My favorite memory at camp was when the crowd was in worship and the song Trust in God was being performed. And I was also very emotional at that point because the song signifies many points on my walk with Christ and that I saw him and he answered many of my prayers, thoughts, and also emotions. As the song was playing, I closed my eyes and I just started praying. And when I closed my eyes, I saw a crystal clear vision in my head. It was like picture, just perfect. And so the vision was me. It was me as a little boy. I want to say I was 5 or so, and I could only see my little hand, and it was in the hand of Jesus. Jesus was in front of me, leading the way in a wheat field, and I remember the colors of this vision were very much like a sunset. You had orange and yellow and pinkish skies, and it was so very clear that Jesus was trying to tell me something in that moment, and the presence of God was great, and it really brought me to tears. What I got out of this vision is that God has greater plans than I could ever imagine for me. It shows that Jesus will always be with me wherever I go and that no sin is greater than the love of the Lord. Right when this vision was over, I felt a huge weight come off of my shoulders and I felt free. Ever since then, this picture that came to me is so very clear wherever I go. Even if I close my eyes right now, I can see it. It is amazing to see, and I feel like I am recommitted to making my step with Jesus even closer. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. He does everything for a reason, and he does it with intent, love, and compassion. We are also told to abide by Jesus, and that is exactly what I'm going to do. This mission trip has brought me closer to the Lord than ever before. I feel so motivated to read my Bible and really dive into God's word. I really feel brand new. I have turned over a new leaf. Now, being back from the camp, I definitely miss it, but it was very needed for me to see that your sin does not define you. And I just wanted to say thank you again for everyone and everything that has made it possible for me to do this. Without your help, my walk with Jesus wouldn't be like it is now. From Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. Thank you, guys.
I really didn't want to go after Brock. His is going to be a lot better than mine. Okay, so going into this week, I didn't really know what to expect. I've never done anything like this before, and I mean, obviously, we have a lot smaller of a church than what we were at all week. There was, like, thousands of people there, and the worshiping was a lot different than here. But, so at the beginning of the week, on Monday morning, I think it was, Pastor Matt, he asked us, what does a vision of growth look like to us? And I honestly didn't really know how to answer the question. I kind of just thought that I was going to church camp, so I was just going to magically be better when I got home. But after a week of listening to his sermons and hearing a lot that I didn't really understand before, he helped explain things really well and made us understand a lot more about the Bible than I would have known before. I realized that I spent a lot of, like, whenever I prayed, which wasn't very often, I was, like, asking for God to change my circumstances, or kind of just, I was only asking him to do things for me when it was convenient for me and not all the time. And after the week, I kind of realized that I should be asking him to change me to who he wants me to be instead of asking to make things easier for my life. One lesson that stood out to me was that following God isn't missing out on life. We sometimes think that going to church and following God means that we're going to have to give up things to commit to him. But in reality, his plan is the best life that we can have. And it might not always be the easiest, but it will be the most fulfilling. I think Pastor Matt opened my eyes a lot this week, and the way he taught the scripture was really easy to understand. I think for everybody here, I think we all kind of agreed on that. So it was kind of just a cool experience for me to have, and I didn't really expect what I got out of it. And also, when we went on the mission part, I don't remember if Julie said this or not, but on Wednesday, we got to go to one of the church services at the church that we were serving at, and it was definitely a really big difference between where we are right now and that. It was an inner city Dayton, so there are a lot of people who are having a lot bigger problems than us there, and I mean, the sermon was like 15 minutes, but they got to eat after, so there were a lot of people there. But I thought it was cool to see that they are in completely different circumstances in life, and they're still going to church and trying to change their circumstances. Whoops. But I just want to thank everybody here, because we really wouldn't have been able to go on the mission trip without you guys, regardless of what it was. A lot of you guys donated to us, came to the dinner. A lot of you guys just prayed for us over the week, and it was very helpful for us. I also want to say, me and Hallie were the only senior girls here, unfortunately. But we also got a lot closer throughout this, and I'm thankful for that. And I'm also sad and thankful that I have to leave all my little high schoolers still. behind. It sucks that I leave next month, but I'm glad I got the chance to get closer with all of them and talk to them in dorm rooms, friendly. It was a fun week, though, and I'm really grateful for the opportunity that it gave me. All right, who's next?
Okay. When Julie first mentioned going on this mission trip last summer, I was really excited and like overjoyed, but I also had a lot of expectations, and to say the least, this camp really destroyed all of those expectations. And it really changed my life because we can never have expectations for the work of God in our lives. And that's something Pastor Matt had to say on the first day that we were there, was that all expectations we had needed to be completely crumbled because we don't know what God's doing in our lives yet. This camp took away distractions that often pull me far from God's word and helped me to recommit myself to growing closer to God and trusting the plans that he has for me. Pastor Matt helped me to learn that we have to seek God the same way that God seeks us. One of the quotes from Matt was that proximity isn't the issue, perception is the issue. This quote came early in the week and truly shifted the way I went about each day. The quote, "Do not wait on tomorrow," really hit, knowing that no one has promised anything, and we have to know God to live a life that truly matters. If we go through life pleasing others and doing what the world wants, our life has no meaning or purpose. This may seem harsh, but that's something I loved about Pastor Matt's sermons, is that he was blunt about how to live for Christ and find purpose in our lives. I chose to live for God, not for others, to act upon my faith daily, not only when it was convenient, and that to grow in my faith, I have to be bold and uncomfortable at times, because it's not what feels good to me, but what is good for me. Once we learn to commit to God and trust his timing and process, everything will work in his favor and glory. Sometimes it can be difficult because God takes things away from us that show us that we aren't in control. Only God is in control. The video that Logan was talking about earlier really helped to show me that, because the girl's name was Hallie. My name's Hallie. She ran track. She did hurdles. I do both of those. I'm going to college to run track and do hurdles. And I think that it was truly part of God's plan to have such a specific video shown, because I really needed to understand, like, I'm not in control, and God works on his own to show me where I need to be. I also really liked that Pastor Matt said we need to build our lives around God, not find something that's convenient. So when I was looking at colleges, I prayed through it. I tried to decide where I wanted to go, where would be best for me, and that's not an easy decision to make, especially when I'm going for a sport. But I really think that because I'm going to Findlay and it's a private Christian school, that was God's plan for me. Seeing how lucky we are in life and how much we take for granted filled and broke my heart at the same time. Seeing people from different income levels and still wanting to know God's miraculous love showed me that it really is never too late to turn to God and make him your number one priority. Having the opportunity to serve others because of God's love made it no longer feel like work, but instead serving the Lord and his people. By sharing God's word with one individual, you can change an entire community's lives. We have to share the gospel with non-believers, or they won't have the chance to reach heaven. Everyone has a chance to start anew each day, so we have to take that opportunity to make the change and become anew in Christ.
Well, I'm Nolan Hartman. Like we just said, I went with the bullet point option, so I'll try to keep it a little short because we got two more people behind me. I just wanted to come up here and talk about gratitude. We go our mission trip on day two. We go down to this, as Julian Bailey said, to this downtown Dayton church, and painted fences as you saw on the slideshow, and did whatever landscaping, other random activities they needed help with, right? Somehow, Mr. Pausch and Julie get the great idea, hey, their service the next day is at 12 o'clock. That's when we eat lunch, right? So why not just go there and sit through the service, right? So we get there Wednesday, and I mean, my eyes were probably out of my head, right? I would sit down, and it's not at all like this, right? There are people everywhere. We have the last two rows reserved for, reserved for us, right? We sit down, and I just look in front of me, right? And it's filled with these people that, you know, life's done its toll on them, right? They are not as fortunate as we are, right? And just I'm sitting there realizing how, you know, truly blessed I am. Right, there's this guy sitting in front of me, right, and his most prized possession, he's showing everybody who will listen to him, is this coupon, right, for that he can skip the line and lunch after the service, right, so he can skip the line, he can get his meal first, right, and he's showing this off like it's $100 bill, right, he is so proud of this, right, and I am sitting there and I complain when I have to eat broccoli for dinner, right. Or I have to wake up early out of my comfortable bed in my AC room to go downstairs and find toaster strudels in the freezer, right? Like how, like it just pales in comparison what this guy has dealt with, right? You know, and I don't know this guy's life story, right? But you know, it didn't seem like, you know, he had much, right? But he's still sitting there. And he is praising the Lord, and he is trying to grow in his faith. And right, and I've struggled, right, with a couple of inconsistencies, right, and seasons, right. Like kind of like Bailey said, it's easy to pray for stuff when you want something, right. So if it's a football game that I got coming up or a wrestling match, right, it's easy to pray for that stuff, right? But you know, a season ends and it fades back just because you don't have anything that you want right that second, right? And it doesn't work like that, right? So you know, the mission trip allowed me to grow upon that and you know, get more into routine, but just realize like you know, this guy doesn't have a next game, right? He might not even know when his next meal is, right? But he is still able to go out there and you know, and grow closer to God. And you know, it doesn't let him define him. I would just want to wrap up and say a bunch of thank yous, you know, to Justin, Julie, Jump, Ms. Powell for, you know, and all the other helpers for our trip. Everybody else who donated, came to the dinners, everything. And I was reading last night while I'm figuring out what I'm writing at closer to 2 o'clock in the morning. I was reading Proverbs chapter 3 and verses 13 and 14 said, blessed is the one who finds wisdom and the one who gets understanding. For the gain from her is better than the gain from silver and her profit more precious than gold. Right? And I just feel through this mission trip, I've gained a good understanding and a lot of wisdom that I will be able to carry throughout the rest of my life. And I just want to thank you all for giving me that opportunity. Thank you.
My name's Leah, and I'm also talking about the video that they played before every evening worship. And this video was about a teenage girl named Hallie who went through a life-changing injury through a sport, which was running. And about a year and a half ago, I was also a teenage girl going through a life-changing injury through a sport. Hallie was going through the same situation as me. I tore my ACL, medial meniscus, and lateral meniscus. And my relationship with God before this significant time in my life was that I had a relationship with him, but I wasn't fully focused on him, and I was focused on other things, and I never really made enough time for him like I should have. So once I got hurt, I started to ask myself, like, why me, or why did I deserve this? Because, like, just why do bad things happen to good people? And I just struggled wondering why, and I started to realize that this was all a part of God's plan for my path. He did this for a positive to come out of a negative. He saw that I was drifting away from him, so he had to do something to pull me back. I look back now and see all the ups and downs that I went through, and it was God pulling me back to him to rebuild my relationship with him. I started picking up my Bible more, praying to him more, and just talking to him more. Now I realize that God did this for a reason and that it was to rebuild the foundation. In the video, a couple things stuck out to me. Hallie said, you can't keep repainting, you have to fix the foundation and just rebuild. Another thing she said was, there can't be growth if there's always sunshine and no rain. Hallie also said that running was never supposed to be her finish line. It was supposed to be a part of her path. Running had a grip on her. She was taking control instead of letting God. The last thing was in Hallie's physical therapy room. There was a sign that said, no pain, no gain, and no being spelled as K-N-O-W, and then the N and O were in parentheses being no as an N-O. These couple of pieces from the video really stuck out to me because it's a part of my story too. I was drifting away from him, so I had to fix my foundation. There was going to be no growth in my faith if there was just sunshine and no rain. Sports isn't just my finish line, it's just a part of my path. I was letting it take control of my life instead of letting God. I needed to have pain to have gain. God did something life-changing to change my life. Being at camp for a week made me open my eyes and see something relatable, and it has changed me. And I just want to thank everyone that made this possible.
A few things that stood out to me during the camp was the worship, just being able to put your hands up and worship with your friends next to you, watching them grow a stronger connection with God. There was a lot of things the pastor said that were very eye-opening and made me want to go deeper and learn about them. At the beginning of the week, the pastor started off with one question. The question was, what is your vision of growth? He continued to bring up the question and just how much God had moved in our life in 1 week, continuing to show us how we can make Monday different than how we came to camp. Another big sermon that stuck with me was day 3, and he was just talking about how we need to abide in God. I thought the missions were cool, being with different people and just in different atmospheres. It was like eye-opening. I felt like God was moving through everyone this past week in a different way, and this week changed a lot of people's perspectives and helped them grow a deeper connection with God. And thank you for everyone who helped this camp happen.
Hello, my name is Shauna, and I had the extreme pleasure of hanging out with some of our middle schoolers this week, specifically the 7th going into 8th grade girls. And as you've heard from just a few of these stories, this week was incredible. God's fingerprints were all over the week in so many ways. So picking out just one thing to talk to you about, it was hard, but I felt like God has placed on my heart to share a little bit with you about what happened in the middle school mission trip. As Julie said, we went to Dayton Christian School, which was about 40 minutes away from where we were staying at Cedarville. And we did not know what to expect. The middle schoolers kept asking, well, what are we gonna do? Do we need these work gloves? Do you think we're gonna be outside? I did not have answers. So when we got there, everybody, you know, we caravaned together, we got out, and we walked toward the building. It was on a big campus. It was a K-12 school. And we get there, and we are greeted by our leader. She was, I believe, the head of the custodial department. And she kind of had this somber look on her face. So I thought, wow, this lady, she means business. She's going to put us to work, right? She introduced herself. Her name was Lori. And as soon as she introduced herself, she shared with us that one of their students tragically passed away just the day before. And I thought, oh, this is really bad timing. You know, I got these middle school kids here. They're pretty squirrely. Like, oh, I just felt so bad, you know? And so the kids heard this, and you could just tell they were saddened for them. We were going to be serving with some high schooler students in the building who knew this student who passed away. So the building felt a little dark. It was sad for obvious reasons. So we get in the building. Lori prays for everyone and for the work that we were about to do. And she said, boys and girls, if you could just pray over these walls, pray over these desks and these seats for these students who are impacted by this, the teachers, the families, that would be great. So we had that on the forefront on our minds. The first day we were there, it was a little bit slow get going, okay? We were told that we were gonna be moving furniture around to help the teachers get ready for the school year, washing walls, you know, whatever that looked like. And like I said, at first it was a little slow. It took them a little while to get going. But let me tell you, by the end of the week, we were there for 3 days. We made incredible relationships with those students that we were serving with, the other custodial staff that was there. There was laughter in the hallways, singing songs, whipping each other with rags that they were supposed to be washing walls with. But it didn't matter, because I believe that while we thought we were there as our mission to move furniture around to help teachers get ready and to wipe the walls down. God knew that the people in that school building needed them, needed their joy, their laughter, their lightheartedness. And so that was our mission. And it was way more than we could have expected. And the way God worked all of that out was just wonderful. So while I thought it was really bad timing for us coming in at that moment, it was God's timing and it was the best timing. So it was pretty awesome to be a part of the whole week. Like they said, thank you guys so much for all of your support. It was an incredible week and God is good.